Nick, hello. How's it going?
Well, thank you, Bryce. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no, it's a pleasure. We, like I said, I'm not really too sure about what the heck underwater hockey is. What can you tell us? Like, what are the basics of the sport?
Yeah, look, you're not the lone ranger there, sadly, Bryce. We are busy hiding in the depths of the pool. But
yeah.
Look, it's obviously played in an aquatic centre with six people on each team and a small ice hockey-style lead puck on the bottom of the pool that gets chased around for 30 minutes with a small little wooden stick. It's a very different sport.
And is this like, you don't have oxygen tanks or anything, it's just people sort of coming up for air, and that's part of the tactics, I assume, is like timing your breath and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, that's right. So obviously we're playing on the bottom with the lead puck, so we just play with a mask and snorkel and a pair of flippers. And it makes it a little hard to call out to your teammates and let them know when they're about to get tackled, but that's one of the challenges we really enjoy about it.
Yeah, wow. And what was your first foray? Because, I mean, I imagine something that's as sort of hidden as this sport, it's not exactly like you see an ad on TV and you're like, man, I'd really like to try that. How did you find out about it?
No, sadly, you don't see a lot of professionals playing underwater hockey on the TV. But no, it was actually offered at my school when I was growing up, and I've been playing for about 15 years now. And I've been lucky enough to play for the Australian team for the last 10 years.
Wow.
And I'll have to pull you up in the intro. We're actually, Australia is the current world champion.
Oh, Australia, the current world champs.
Yeah, we're actually the current world champs across three divisions with our Masters men's, Masters women's, and our elite men's teams are all the current world champs.
Whoa!
A tournament in 2016, last year in South Africa.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know what? Australians, I think, even if they don't know about what the sport is, we just want to be the best. We pride ourselves in that stuff. So that's excellent news. I was going to ask you a bit about the scene in Australia. So what do you think makes it so strong?
Like a lot of the link to it has been through diving and spearfishing clubs. And the Australian Underwater Federation, which used to manage those underwater games you were talking about in your intro as well. Yeah, so people have gotten into it mostly through those kind of things. And you see towns like Hobart in Tasmania and Margaret River, which you spoke about before, in WA, and also Perth, where there's big diving scenes. We tend to get a lot of underwater hockey people along as well.
What do you think is required as an athlete to be good at this? How do you excel?
Determination. Yeah, it's... being able to stay on the bottom when you know you really want to breathe, but you can't see any of your teammates, it's a real challenge in the sporting scene.
Yeah, right. And I mean, what do you think's the future? I mean, this is obviously, I'm thinking Olympics. What about you, man?
Oh, look, we've been trying for many, many years, and we had hoped at the Sydney 2000 ones that we might have got a look in as an exhibition sport there, but I believe we might have just got pipped at the post by ballroom dancing on that occasion. Look, we've got about 1,500 people that are playing throughout Australia now with clubs all through the states, and Queensland's probably the biggest growth area for us at the moment. But in Sydney, you've got the Sydney Kings Underwater Hockey Club that play there twice a week. They play every Monday and Fridays. Mondays out at Homebush and Fridays out at the Ryde Leisure Centre. And they're actually hosting a big tournament in December this year, the Sydney 3v3 tournament, which will be on out at Homebush.
Oh, excellent. Well, there you go. If you're listening thinking you'd like to get involved, that is where you do it here in Sydney, and make sure you check out that thing. Going down in December, hey, it's been a very, very fascinating chat. Nick, thank you very much for taking the time.
Not a problem, Bryce, and maybe we'll see you on the bottom of the pool.
Oh, mate, absolutely. I'm locking it in. That is something I'm going to be trying for sure. Thanks, man. I'll see you later.
Not a problem. Cheers, Bryce.